So, I've talked a lot about imperfection in previous episodes, but what I'm going to talk about now is kind of related to this and is in some ways more than this at the same time, which is there's basically two levels to this. The first level I'm going to be talking about now, and the next level I'm going to be talking about in the next episode, which is going to be kind of related to this first point, but also is going to be very different. But one of the things that is really interesting to become aware of when you're trying to understand imperfection is what I like to call the natural push and pull to life. And understanding this helps you to really become balanced with your knowledge. And you start to understand about what I talk about in other episodes about how everything is connected, and you start to understand about imperfection and why this is true and things like this. And there's deeper levels within this idea of imperfection. Like, there's so much more that I'm not really explaining in these episodes because they're like, part of it is, I don't know if it's just me that gets this or if it's maybe it's not true or whatever, but perhaps it'll be a future episode, we'll say. Anyways, so today's third episode, this is actually the third episode that we're going to be doing, is talking about this natural push and pull nature to life. And it's something that you don't really hear a lot of people talk about, either because they don't know about it or because they don't. I mean, part of it is obvious, but part of it is not in some ways. So there's part of that as well. But basically what this is let's say you want something, but also a lot of other people want something as well, the same thing as you. Maybe you get some of it, maybe somebody else gets some of it, you know. And reality chooses basically, not chooses as in like, oh, I'm choosing for you, but like reality just chooses based on like reality itself. What is actually going to happen? So like, say for instance, if you want some quiet or something, you may get some quiet for like a minute or 2 minutes, and then something loud will happen, and a loud noise will happen. And so this is the basic push and pull of life. This is the natural rhythm of life. And most people, what they do is they fight this. They try to like ignore this, or they try to like make it into a problem for themselves. But this is one of the most, this might be a bit hubris to say, but this is probably one of the most useful things to know for yourself, this idea of the rhythm of life. Because once you understand this, once you see this and how this works, you start to become aware of the natural push and pull play of life that's happening around you. And you start to like kind of get a sense of what you're going to get and what you're not going to get as well. Not in like an absolute sense, like, oh, I'm going to get like $2 more today, and I'm going to get like, I might go to the store, I'm going to go to the store, and I'm only going to get 4 apples instead of like 6, which is what I want to get, you know, whatever it is, right? But it's going to be like, you're going to have a general idea, like, oh, this is not going to work because it's not going to be push and pull enough. And so you're going to be able to put that into your own plans, so that put that knowledge into your own plans. And so now you're going to be able to make sense of what's happening. And so this is important to learn. This is one of the most important things you're going to ever learn for yourself. Because once you can start to see this, once you can start to feel this basic natural rhythm as it's happening, problems will still happen. You may still get annoyed or upset or anxious or whatever, but you're going to be aware of why this is, and you're going to be aware of, there's going to be more of like a certainty about why this is and what this is doing to you and things like this. And so because of this, you're going to be able to make better decisions for yourself. You're going to be able to say like, oh, I wanted this, but I know I'm not going to get that because of this and this and this, whatever. And so I'm going to instead aim for this. If I do get the original idea, the original whatever, that's great. But if I don't, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be overwhelmed. I'm not going to be upset because this is natural. This is what's going to happen. And so you are going to be able to be so fucking strong and powerful if you're able to do this. And so that brings us over to the next episode, which we're going to be talking about consequence, understanding consequence and how that plays a role in decisions and things like this. So hope you enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you in the next one.